Kush roll, my kush roll.
Some days it gets that bad. I know how to deal with my hair, but like I would say maybe like 3 years ago, there was a day I was in, I was fucking in the mirror and I was like, I'll do it! Like to nobody. Like right. I was just like in the mirror, like, I'll fucking do it! So, anywho.
Sorry, but that expression just reminded me about a week ago. It was on Netflix.
You got a body?
About a week ago, actually. Week ago! No. Our favorite movie of all time was on Netflix. I don't think it's there anymore because after the new year, they erased a whole bunch of shit. But yeah, the movie called Rabbit.
Oh my gosh.
An hour of 10 minutes of solid gold. It's solid fucking gold.
But if you strip it down, the movie's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's just going around shooting people. That's all that
it
is.
He executed it perfectly, though.
And he got paid.
Did he get paid?
Yeah, because remember he robbed the bank, and remember he got the fake dollar bills.
That's right. Did he live at the end?
So here's the fucked up part, because you know how they tried to do a sequel, right?
Right, I saw that, because I remember,
he died.
Yeah.
He fucking died. He didn't die in the movie, but he died, 3 weeks
Spoiler.
After or something like that. And then they did I was like, wait a minute. And it's fucked up, because if you look at the YouTube comments when the trailer came out, they were like, I could have sworn this died in the first one.
Right. So they just pretended they were nobody saw the fucking first one. Rampage 2.
The only people that are going to watch the second one are the people that watched the first
one. Right. I mean, that's common sense, but they were like, fuck it. This shit don't make sense. Whatever.
Continuity. Fuck it. Who needs it? It's 2015, bitches.
And then even try to swing it twin brother of
Yeah. When you start doing too much. That was that fucking Terminator movie when they were the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the future came back in time with the Sarah Connor of the future who didn't die.
Well, now
and I was
it's
like,
so com- now
I was
it's like
the space-time continuum has been destroyed.
I was like, yeah, it would have been a fucking paradox. It would have blown up. None of this would have happened. We all would have been erased. The Big Bang would have never happened.
I was just kind of so where are we? What are we doing?
I heard that
right
last
now?
One was so it made no sense.
That's
it
what
was
I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, so it was the last
one
that you were talking
about? Yeah.
Yeah. It was no, I don't think so. Because after that fucking Terminator Salvation with Christian Bale, I was no.
And I was Common wouldn't be in the future. He just wouldn't.
He wouldn't make it?
He wouldn't make it. He wouldn't adapt. Look, he can barely rap on beat. It just is what it is. Shout out to Common. And shout out to y'all. Welcome, everyone, to Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season
3. That's crazy.
I know. Longer, harder, stronger. All of it.
Oh.
That sounded a little bit more provocative than it did in my head. Yeah, pause on all of that. But, welcome, everyone. We missed you guys. How are you? This is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Casablanca Calhoun.
Whoa. And this is your girl, Bangham Smurf Ed. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm good. It's been a minute, but we back in the studio.
I know I gotta get off this rust.
I know.
Woo!
Our listeners have happened to listen to those whack-ass podcasts, during our downtime.
Whack-ass, just talking.
We see y'all. You're fiending for it. And we're back. We're here for you. We do it for you.
I know. And shout out to our listeners that keep listening to the same goddamn episodes over and over again.
Because we keep seeing downloads and listens. And I was like, at least it's got replay value.
Yeah,
that's
shout out to y'all, because y'all are the real MVP, keeping us on the charts in the off season.
Speaking of charts, please plug all the stuff that we're
on
nowadays.
So
keep them up to date.
Like we started season 2, we're going to hit you with some shameless plugs up front. Be sure to check out all of our episodes on our various platforms, which we pared down a little bit. So right now you can find us on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. If you want a one-stop shop for all of our episodes, plus, some content every now and then, some blog material, hit us up at speakerbox.com. That's
SPKRBX.
And if you want to check out us on the Facebooks, we have a Facebook page, which is Speaker Box Seattle Podcast. So facebook.com Speakerbox Seattle podcast.
And like our Facebook page, you'll get all the up-to-date information, you'll get all our episodes, and you also get stuff and articles that we're just curious.
Just stuff that we want to talk about.
Exactly, and then you can see that shit too. So all of that. So what are we talking about today, Smurfaderpy?
So this was one that I've been pressing for a while. Now that we're in here, I'm like, why was this on my spirit so much? But today we're talking about the fucking friend zone, bro.
All right. Oh, this is good. Okay, we can do that. All right, so we should probably define it. So what do you feel the friend zone is?
Okay, so the friend zone is basically like relationship purgatory.
Oh. It just doesn't end.
And it's like a living hell. It's not really hell because you still get something out of it. That's why you're fucking in the friend zone.
You get
access
to what?
To just the stories, just like being around the person. So it's a relationship between two people, however you want to throw that together. Mm-hmm. Two human beings, whatever combination of.
Right.
But it's when one person is looking for a relationship and the other one, not so much, or at least not with your ass.
Right. And it's not even a relationship. It's just another level of intimacy, and one person wants to cross that line and the other person doesn't. And the thing that fucks
And so it's something that the person who doesn't want the relationship puts you in.
Right. Because the person who doesn't want that situation knows that you
right.
do. And that's the fucked up part about the friend zone. But we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But, okay. All right. So you said there's some positives to the friend zone.
I didn't say there was positives. Okay. I said that there's a reason, like, you're getting something out of it. Because why would somebody be in that situation if they weren't getting something out of it?
I always thought it was like the chicken shit. Like, you just weren't willing to pull the plug and you just weren't ready to commit.
Okay, I agree with that. That's one scenario. But there's different friend zone dynamics.
Okay, that's true.
So one is that you just don't have the balls or the labias.
The balls or the labias?
Take it there.
Several labias, just all of them. All
right. So maybe in this instance, the person doesn't even really fucking know that you're interested because you just can't.
Yeah, okay, so you're telling me, have you ever been thrown off with a guy saying, I've had a crush on you for years, and you had no clue? Like, you had no clue whatsoever.
No, I usually have a clue, but I'm just a boss-ass bitch, so. Okay, I don't know why. Shameless plug, I don't know.
Shout out to boss-ass bitches.
Doo-doo-doo. Public service announcement.
Shout out to my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tell me why, like, when I would say that shit, when I would rap along, like, tears would be, like, streaming down my face. For some reason, that just spoke to me. I was like,
But no, like, because it seemed like you were pleading ignorance in some instances where you're like, one person has no idea. I always feel like you have to have an idea, like,
I mean, you might,
not.
But it's one of those things where I think that there's situations where people genuinely, like, are kind of on the fence about it. They're like, oh, maybe, I don't know, or like somebody, or they're just so not fucking interested that they don't care either way. Like, say they don't think about it. They're just like, oh, that's a homie, blase, blah, I don't know.
Blase, blase. Okay, so what are Smurf's conditions for putting someone into the friend zone? Like, why would you not just write them off right off the bat and just discard them and just say, you know what, we're good, I don't need that in my life? Why would you keep them around as a friend?
Well, I don't really do friend zone, but okay, this is the reason why I could see that it would happen. Like, you have, okay, so you started off with friends with somebody.
Okay.
The person tries to take it there. I'm not about that life. Like, I don't see it for you. I don't see it for this. I don't see it for any of it. It's trash. It's just trash.
You've been walking around with a USB right? It's just not going to happen.
But I value your friendship. I might just relegate you, like, but I'm the person, like, I'm going to take the path of least resistance. Like, we don't even fucking have to talk about it. Like, you can sit over there in your feelings. As long as you don't make it visible to me every goddamn day, then we're straight. Like, you can write in your diary about it. You can sing a song. But you can go to the studio solo dolo and make a song about it. I don't care.
But if he's staring at you whimpering and just pouting and sad all the goddamn time.
No, I'll cut that off. And actually, now that I think about it, I did have somebody that was in the friend zone situation, and I had to cut that shit off.
Okay, so what happened? No names, but...
No. They kept pressing the issue. Like, they kept bringing it up. Like, so it was like, you know, me and you... like, we could be like Bonnie and Clyde, the sky's the limit. Like, you know, like, kick it. But it would be like intermittent between the kicking it. So it would be like, oh, hanging out with a group of friends. You're there to group of friends leave. And now you're trying to kick game to, oh, we had a birthday party for the homie. Now you pull me aside and you're trying to tell me something. Like, it was like, and it was like as many times as I was like, I don't see it for this. I don't see it for us. You're trash.
And you were blatant about this. Like, you were telling them. Okay.
I was like, no, I'm straight. Like, it just kept coming. And so it was like, well, at the end of the day, fuck you.
And so you just had to let
them cut them off. You know, I don't have no problem cutting people off.
You really
don't. So, snip, snip, you had to go.
This has been fully demonstrated. Documented. She has no problem doing that. Okay, so as a... Because I feel that stereotypically, or the common consensus, is that women are the ones that do the friend zoning.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. So it's equal opportunity.
You know, I'm trying to think if I've personally... Yeah, I put a couple people
in
the
friend
zone.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. I was like, she's got someone specific in her mind. Oh, yeah, her. Yeah. Okay. But... have you ever been in the friend zone situation? And how did you avoid it?
You know I was, but let me tell you something. It was funny the way it worked out because I wasn't even checking for the dude like that. He just put me in the friend zone. It was like, but we're friends, so...
That doesn't count.
Okay, because he would always try to, like, allude to something. And honestly, now that I think about it, I think he was more of him playing games and trying to be manipulative. Mm-hmm. But he would, like, try to take it there and see if I would bite, and then I wouldn't. And then he would be like...
You know I'm just playing with you, right?
But there was, like, another element to it where I genuinely knew he didn't want anything either. So it was like, at the end of the day, what are you doing? Like, why are you wasting everybody's time? Like, I don't want it. You don't want it. So
why are you bringing it
up? Can we just kick it? Can we just go get these breadsticks? That should show you who it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And it was just, like, a really weird dynamic. That was like, why I don't fuck with you?
So.
At the end of the day.
You know, I really don't, because you said, you know, there's some benefits. You get to be around the person and whatnot. And I think that's like, I think there's an age dynamic that goes into being okay with being in the friend zone. I think that's like that 16 to maybe 22, 23. When you're a grown-ass man, bro, you can't be friend zoning. Like, it's just not hot in these streets.
I think that there's sometimes unforeseen circumstances. When you get older, I think that there might be some shit that happens that you find yourself in the friend zone. Case in point. Okay, so a guy
that you know,
that I know,
whose name is
okay, so a guy that I know as friends with another guy.
Okay,
his friend was messing with a girl, but it wasn't nothing serious.
Okay,
hung out in a group setting. Everybody's cool and kicking it.
Right.
There's not just those three, because that's weird. That's that weird third wheel shit where it's like, so you're just trying to get on.
Yeah. you're just literally lingering. Right? Yeah, okay. All right.
But it was like, you know, a natural group friend environment. He never took it there, never tried to do nothing. Those two stopped fucking around. He wants to make the move, but she's only thought of him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't want to be viewed as smashing the homies. So she doesn't even think about that. He doesn't know how to approach friend zone.
Mm.
So sometimes there are these, like, complicated dynamics where it's like...
I say shoot the gun.
I do, too.
I'm a huge fan of just shoot the gun. Because at this point, like, I think about the female friends that I have now. But every female friend that I have now, they're not new friends. They're not new. Like, these are friends that I've had for... 8-9 years, and I was like, no, we're just homies, and we're just always gonna be homies. Uh-huh. But like someone new, like 3 months ago, a year ago, talking about, hey, you know, maybe we could be friends. I'm like, fuck no. Like, if you're not sucking dick for truck fit, then I don't know.
So what you're saying is no new friends, no fruit new friends. No fruit friends. No fruit friends. At the end of the day.
That's the name of this episode. No fruit friends. Just no. Wait, shout out to the rainbow community.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me retract
that. You don't
mean
it like that.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get my words out. That's all that was.
If you listened 5 minutes ago, you would get it.
I kept saying no fruit friends. I meant no new friends.
But yeah, like, shoot the gun, man. Be about it. And if she's not feeling you like that, then move the fuck on. Like, there are too many, like, I don't get it.
I think that we're both, like, we don't understand being in the friend zone.
Not at all.
Let's, though, kick some advice.
Okay.
Okay, so say something happened, the president was assassinated, and you find yourself in the friend zone. Don't know how those things are related.
I was like, Obama?
Not Obama.
I'm texting the White House. I don't know how y'all got me in this fucked up situation, but...
Like, okay, so do you think that you even can get out of a friend zone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that that applies to both genders?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Is the strategy the same for both genders?
Sorta.
Okay, so right now, listeners, we're not judging you. No. If you have found yourself in the friend zone, I mean, shit, you know, it happens. I got a ticket the other day. You know, shit happens.
These random correlations.
I don't know, I'm sick, bro, like.
Quill life.
You know, shit happens. How, Frank, would you suggest, like, what's the first step of navigating your way out of the friend zone?
All right, so here's the real shit about it. So... All right, so first things first, if you're in the friend zone, you have to know that you're in the friend zone. So you have to, it has to be prominent, it has to be in your face and whatnot. From there, if you are dead set on trying to ring this person who's got you in the friend zone, you have to do some detective work and figure out why you're in the friend zone, right? Mm-hmm. Some things might be out of your control. She's like, I might only date dudes that are 6'1 and you pushing 5'4. There's nothing we can do for you, right? But if you're in the friend zone because of your physical appearance, you can work on that, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in the friend zone because you ain't got no goddamn job, you can fix that, right? If you're in the friend zone just because of you're not well-groomed or you're not educated or you don't have a car or whatever it is, those things you can fix. And then once you work on them, then come back around and try it again. That's my interpretation.
Okay. So that's good advice.
That's for the guys.
Okay. So that's good sound advice. That's responsible advice. Smurf is going to give you some more backroom shady shit to do.
Let's hear it. Let's fucking hear it.
The only way I feel that you can get out of the friend zone is you have to do some shady shit.
Okay.
One, I do think that you have to know why you're in the friend zone. Right. So if it is some just unattainable shit, like just preference is like 7 foot and above.
I got nothing for you.
I can't do anything with that. Other than that, I think that the main reason why you're not taken seriously in the friend zone is because you have the person who doesn't want the relationship has the access of somebody that's a friend. Meaning that you're just around all the goddamn time.
True.
Like, you're just way too available. They can text you, hit you up.
So I'm already getting everything that I want without doing
anything. Yeah, so why the fuck do you need to do anything?
Okay, I got you.
You either the first step I would say is to make yourself unavailable.
That's fucked up.
No. Okay. I told you shady backroom shit. All right,
yep.
So just don't be as available. And that's not actually, thinking about it, that's not really shady. Like, that's just like, you know, scale back a little bit.
Okay.
The second thing that you can do is either legitimately or fake the fun, find a new boo.
And just rub it in their face?
Don't rub it.
Really?
It has to be effortless. It has to be like, all of a sudden, the attention isn't what it was. Don't be an asshole, but take the attention back. Focus romantic attention on someone else. Don't be obvious, because people can pick up on that shit. Don't be like,
I just bought a hat with my new boo.
Actually, after this, I'm about to put that Instagram post up. Me and my man buying hats, looking happy as shit at the hat store. And this is fucked up because you're essentially kind of fucking with somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, you could try to find a willing participant. You could try to find a co-conspirator. But then we're getting into some movie shit, and then that person catches feelings.
Right, then you're going to fall in love.
So keep it casual. Actually, okay, so don't find like a main boo. Like, I retract that statement. Get out there. Start dating. Because it's twofold. One, it'll keep your mind off of that person. And two, that person gets to see that you don't give a fuck like you used to.
That and, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel that if women see other women jockeying for one dude, they're like, let me find out, like, what the fuck is going on?
It's so true.
What did I miss the first time around?
Yeah, it's like, why are all these, what the fuck? Wait a minute. And then there's that territorial thing that comes in. It's like, I'm the baddest bitch, whoop-de-whoop. Trina taught me.
But to add to your point, it can't be any basic bitch that you bring around. It has to be someone that's on her level of the first person that you were. The person that put you in the friend zone, if you're picking up the side boo, it has to be on her level or higher.
Right. And you can do that. And like, if you ain't got it like that, you can certainly create the illusion. Case in point, we go out to a club. Girl is over here. You know, you guys go out to the club. Everybody's having a good time. Go walk off. Find a baddie to talk to.
Okay.
Don't holler at it, though. All you have to do is create the goddamn illusion. Ask her where the bathroom is. Who fucking knows? Like, okay. Ask her the time. Like, create the goddamn illusion
that you're just macking
that you're
bitches.
Out here.
Okay.
That you don't have a problem talking to bitches. Because females were kind of suspicious anyway. So if I just see you talking to someone else, I'm going to think, like, oh, he's trying to get at where you could literally be like,
hey, what time is it? I got to be somewhere. My phone died. I need general directions to I-90. I mean, these are real problems. I can't leave the club. I don't know where I'm going. And some girls on the corner. Ooh, let me find out.
Right?
Let me get him to I-90.
Now, and I think this, you might not agree with this, but I think that women can do the same thing to men. Now, I don't think that men do the same thing where they're like, oh, all these niggas are checking for her.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I think it's more of a attention type thing.
Okay.
If you take it away from a male that's been getting it, I feel like the natural inclination is at least a why.
Okay, so I will respect that and I'll agree with that. The reason why is because I've had a female do that to me. Where I put her in the friend zone. I was like, no, we could be cool. We could be kicking it. And then I send a text. She don't text back. And I started feeling some kind of way. Like, but you ain't going to text me back. What? Like, no, that's not how this works.
Right.
And now I'm looking for this bitch. I'm Facebook stalking her. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did I get here? Like, how did this become the wave? So, no, I agree that that works.
So I think that's the way that females can flip it. It's just take away. Don't be so. Because, ladies, sometimes I've seen some girls in friend zone. It's like, stop. I've seen some
girls in the friend zone.
And it's like, can we scale it back? Because you're looking real obvious, son.
You're looking kind of thirsty in these streets. And
game recognized game.
And you looking unfamiliar.
And you looking kind of unfamiliar.
But to your point, right? There's something with that, right? You said that if you're in the friend zone, you get the attention, you get the, you get the access, you get the closeness and whatnot. So it might be beneficial for said person.
Especially because we've approached this from the friend zoned person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But the friend zoner knows what the fuck they're doing for the most part. I would say in 99% of the cases.
99% of the cases, yeah.
And they get something out of it too. So you both are, yeah.
No, you do. But mm-hmm. I was going to say that it's kind of, I guess it would be, well, maybe you agree with me or not, mm-hmm. it's kind of an ego boost, right?
It's like,
okay, I got this one person who I'm really rocking with, but it's nice to know that this motherfucker over here is jocking, and if I really wanted to, I could pull that card anytime I feel like I'm not going to do it, but it's nice to know that it's over there. And every now and then I might, you know, feed you some breadcrumbs and, you know, you can give you some ideas. And it is what it is, man. At the end of the day, we're all egotistical bastards, and that's that's why the friend zoner keeps those people around. Or it could just be that you're really cool people and you don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, it's true, but I don't think people are that nice. Like,
okay, so how about this? Do you ever go into a situation prepared to friend zone someone? Like, have you ever seen somebody and you were like, oh, friend zone off top, I just want to be cool, we're homies, like, or you just really had some kind of natural chemistry and it just wasn't there, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
you didn't friend zone them after you found out that they wanted to kick it on a different level. Like, you friend zoned them from the jump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. I mean, You know, because chemistry is one of those things. It's like people always associate chemistry with romantic relationships, but you can have chemistry with somebody and just not see it for them, you know? And so I've, like, vibed with people, and then they try to, like, take it somewhere else, and it's like I've already established the fact that I'm not even here for that. Or, like, I'm not off-jump physically attracted to you or something. So, yeah, I mean, I've automatically friend-zoned people. But that's shaky, too, because you don't ever really know. With I mean, at least with me, when I was single, like, I could friend-zone you in the beginning because I just wasn't, like, attracted to you like that. But if you're a really cool person, then your personality can make up for that. So it was like, who knew? But but some bitches are shallow and they can't get over it, so.
And you might just fall into some shit. Yeah, but then that makes shit really awkward. I've had that situation where we were cool, like, we're kicking it and whatnot, and it's never been anything. And then we were at the club one night, one too many drinks. Now you at the spot, and shit starts popping off. And then the next morning's all awkward, because you're like, okay, now what?
Now you've lost a friend.
Right, like, now you've lost a friend.
You can't do anything. You can't go.
That's something that we should, notate. If you get out of the friend zone, just know that you have to be prepared to lose a friend.
Oh, that's,
if you cross that line,
yeah.
You have to be prepared to lose a friend. We should make that prominent now.
Yeah, so if y'all don't get married, like, it's game over for your friendship. So just be prepared.
And you can't have a one-time with the friend zone.
No, not at all. The only way out of it, okay, so A, is to get into a long fucking forever relationship and that. The other thing is that you have to remove yourself from the friend zone, like, truly and legitimately. Like, you have to be like, no, motherfucker, we just friends. Like, I agree with you. Like, I'm not looking for anything else. Like, whatever, whatever. But even in that situation, you have to be prepared for the friend zoner to not then the relationship dynamic has changed and they no longer want to be a part of it. So, I mean, it's just kind of like a fucked up situation just to be in. And 100% avoidable.
Let's talk about that. How is it avoidable? How is the friend zone avoidable?
Just go for it, bro. Or
I'll just shoot the gun. Okay.
Bitch, like, why? Wait, why did? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Go for it, bitch. Like, I feel like that's the advice you give your female friends. Like, just go for it, bitch. Like, stop texting me about
one time, and you know who I'm talking about, cornered a friend, a mutual friend of ours, and was like, I was like, you had to understand, you a badass bitch. Say it, bitch. You a badass bitch. Like, in an alley, and people were, like, looking at us. Like,
and you were like.
And she was like, I'm a badass bitch. And I'm like, say it like you mean it. Yeah, I don't know. I get really aggressive.
Cookie Hill, bitch. Damn it.
Say it with your chest. Yeah, it got really intense. Anyway.
All right, so you're saying it's avoidable by just shooting the gun. I feel it's okay, so when do you have this conversation? Is this something that you establish off top? Because I feel like that could be really awkward. Because you could be kicking it at a party. You can vibe with someone. You'd be like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, by the way, it's not like that.
No, I think, like, you know, as it's natural, like, if you, okay, so, like, you're obviously operating under the assumption that maybe, like, if it's, like, a first-time encounter, that they could go somewhere. If she then, or he then, comes out as like, yeah, I'm not really looking, but you cool people, maybe we can be friends. Like, if you don't want to be friend-zoned, you have one of two options. You can test it out and see if you are, you know, the Mac enough. I don't know.
The Mac enough. The terminology in this episode,
I'm
the Mac
not
enough.
Fully here. I'm very loopy, y'all. Anywho, if you don't have the game to get out of that situation in a very short period of time.
How much is time?
Oh, the clock is counting down. You got to get out. I would give you a week fucking tops.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tight turnaround, at least in my opinion.
So you feel like once you cross that month, 2 month threshold, you're just...
You're in the friend zone. Like, okay. You're fully immersed in the friend zone. Unless you do some real, like, strategic, like, okay, I'm gonna call up my sister's homegirl and ask her to do me a solid. We're going to show up together. She's going to laugh. We're going to buy hats together. We're going to post it on Instagram. Like, then it gets...
Hashtag out here living.
Hashtag relationship goals.
I hate that.
I do, too.
I hate that. Because I'm like, no, that's not my relationship
goal.
The
only people that use that hashtag about their own relationship are people who their relationship is completely fucked up.
And they're just like...
Like, he's, like, beating her, or she's beating him, or...
Somebody laughs at their joke, relationship goals. I just wish my significant other would laugh at my jokes every now and then. It's like, damn. It's bad in these streets. Like, WorldStar would tell you that too. Have you seen the Vine or the video, whatever it is, of the bitch who made a lobster dinner for her man, and it was like some frozen french fries and some heated up shrimp or something like that. And she was like cooking for my boo. And I was like, God, relationship goals, never be in that relationship.
No, Absolutely not. That's like some shit on the internet that like somebody knows that person. I had a friend send me a picture that somebody sent them from their friend, and it was like
some fucked up
cooking dinner from a man, and it was fucked, bro. Like, and it was 100% real, and it was like the saddest thing. Have you ever seen that photo of? You remember, this is such an old reference, Growing Pains, the actor Kirk Cameron.
Yes, I remember Kirk Cameron. Shout out to Kirk
No,
Cameron.
Not shout out. That fucking homophobic.
Is he homophobic?
Yeah, and secretly closeted, and it's all
this
mess.
Okay, all right.
But there's this photo of him on his birthday, and it's like the saddest picture ever. It's like his birthday celebration was like 3 Subway sandwiches on paper plates. And, like, a small, like, little cake from KFC. You know that little chocolate cake from KFC? And, like, a bottle of, like, half-empty soda. It was so sad. I have to show you.
I apologize for my silence, everyone. I am sitting here with my jaw dropped. That is something to make you jump. You think about jumping. Like, it's like, no, we made a left somewhere. And,
like, the room is super sad, too. Like, it's just so sad. And this dinner was like that. Like, it was like... It was so random, bro. It was like one steak. And it was like, where's the other steak at? And it was like, it looked like it had been sitting for a while. And it was like french fries, but not like the homemade french fries, like just like store-bought french fries.
That were putting Damn it.
And then some like store-bought cupcakes. It was like,
so,
what?
So it looked like the meal on the Take Care cover that Drake was in. Because that meal looked sad as shit, too.
Wasn't it just, like, one chicken drumstick?
It was, like, a chicken drumstick and, like, a half-drinking bottle of him just looking sad as shit. And I was like, hey, man, like, it ain't for everyone. I don't know. But that's, between that and the fucking Rhyme Fest shit, I was like, these are the two saddest album covers I ever seen in my life. All right, we got off on a tangent. I'm sorry, but back to what we were talking about. So, friend zone. You say you got a 1 week threshold to make a move. If we go 2 months in,
no, because then y'all are really like fucking friends at that point. A week in, it's like, I don't know you, you don't know me, I'm still gonna try to get on. So I'm gonna give you a week to get your shit together, and then if you don't, I'm gonna cut the cord. And then it's like, but I thought we were friends, or I thought we were friends. It's like, well, I told you.
You can get lower. I thought we were friends. Baby.
And then be like, well, I was trying to get on. And then just cut ties.
So here's my thing. If you're, okay, so you're in the friend zone, right? Week goes by. Or let's say you do the long time friend zone, right?
Shoot yourself. No, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you can do better.
That you ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit. Your mama ain't shit. And that's why you are who you are. No, okay, so let's say you do the stretched out friend zone thing. Let's go 2 or 3 years, right?
What? That's not unheard of.
Right, it's not at all. So 2 or 3 years, friend zone, whatnot. The person who friend zoned you tried 9, 12 different relationships, is not working out, and finally settled on your ass because you've always been around. How do you look yourself in the mirror knowing that you won by default?
I choose to believe that we don't have those type of listeners. Like, don't ever.
But our listeners know these people.
Okay, well, cut them off. Because they're not for you. Like, we deal with people that are making moves, they're out here on that boss shit, on that DJ Khaled, the Major Keys.
Well, that's true, because we have changed a lot in these past couple seasons.
So, you know, if you have somebody that's cool in your life with being in friend zone for like 3 years and then is going to take the opportunity after you've seen relationship after relationship after relationship after relationship, and then all of a sudden one day they go, you know, I'm 35 and the clock is ticking and you've always been steady.
You've just been consistent. You've just been fucking consistent.
We have lunch every Thursday at 1.
Same conversation. And now that I think about it, you're a good man. What a good job. And good benefits. Damn it, let's do it. damn it, let's do it. I feel like that's the saddest shit. And I've seen people in these situations. Because, you know, you'll be at work or you'll see somebody with their boo and you're like, oh, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, oh, well, you know, we were friends for about 5 years or so.
And you and already know. So it's like, so which one?
You know who it is. The one who's willing to talk about it was the one that was friend zoned. The one that's not willing to talk about it is kind of like, yeah, so that happened.
Yeah, right? You know, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here now.
Exactly.
We in it.
It's like, we're happy. Yeah.
She's pregnant. It's like, wait, I just met y'all.
And he's sitting in the corner just sipping slow. Just
a chalice of yak.
Looking at all the bitches that he tried and he just like just couldn't. I just couldn't pull it off. This is who I am. And
do you know any couples that are in a relationship that's like where it was? Oh, I think I know.
You know who this person is.
Okay.
But we're not.
No, obviously. It's just so sad. Like,
I just don't see the appeal of it because I feel that if you're going to be in a romantic situation, right, it's got to be something that y'all felt. Because I feel like that's where the passion is, right? I picked you, you picked me. I got what I wanted, you got what you wanted, and that's what's fueling this train and keeping us going. Right. If it's just we fell into some shit and we were just like, hey, this just seems like the most responsible move for our age and our time. And yeah, let's just make this happen. It's like a business deal. Like, it's like,
get yourself a pen pal at that point.
Right, get a dog. You get more passion from a dog. Like, just pause.
Yeah, pause.
Pause
on that one.
Pause on that one. We may have to edit that out in post. But
but we won't.
But yeah, just don't go down that fucking line. So yeah, if we're all, again, our Speaker Box listeners are not these people who are getting friend zoned and being cool with it for 6 or 7 years and waiting for the drop off. We're not about that life. But if you know someone who is going through this, pull that motherfucker to the side and let them know.
And tell them, do better.
Do better. If you're a woman, hit him with the speech. Hit him with the speech. What would you tell your homegirl who's feeling down about herself? Like, I'll just wait. I'll just wait till he comes around.
You want to hear the speech?
I want to hear the speech. Give
hey, look, girl, I've been thinking about it, and yeah, we can't be friends anymore because you ain't shit, so.
So you're just cutting her off?
I'll give you the one time, like, look, girl, you are in the friend zone. Like, I love you. If we're, like, friends, like, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Like, I want you to do better. I want you to want more for yourselves. Like, just get out there. I understand you feel some type of way. Feelings are feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, branch out. Get out there. Let's go out. Let's mingle. Let's find you something else to focus on.
Mm.
If she doesn't take me up on that offer that day, that night, if we don't go out that night, we're done. The friendship is over.
Because you already extended your hand out. And
I'm like, or if we don't schedule the time to do that, if you just want to sit and be sad over some dude that A, don't even know that you're interested, or B, knows you're interested and doesn't give a fuck.
And what if he doesn't got it? Like, you're looking at this motherfucker like, him?
Well, to me, even that, I don't want to judge anybody. Because that's, like, personal preference. I don't know. Maybe you just like 8-shit niggas. Maybe that's just your preference. Like, I like them to not be about nothing.
Nothing. just need a body. Just a warm
just
body.
A warm. Oh, I had somebody. It wasn't my friend, but it was, like, a friend of a friend. And messing with some married man. And it was like, but at least he's a man. Yeah, I was like, yo, that's a level of sad that...
Yo, self-esteem is real.
Yo, self-esteem is real, y'all. Yeah. Like, take some classes. Like, speak to somebody.
Yeah, get in a group or something. Like, I'm going to need you to work on that. Like, that shit's all bad.
I felt like I was in, like, Waiting to Exhale, where it was like...
She's like, well, at least, you know, he calls every now and then.
It's like, that's the standard?
That's all you need?
But
it's a phone call?
Speaking on the flip side... I know a few dudes, like, in the crew that have, like, settled.
Okay.
And that's, like, the saddest shit ever.
It is
a dude that settled. Because he really is, like, looking... You see him looking at other females, like, all the goddamn time. Like, thinking what could have been. Like, he just wants a... Like, and it's when dudes settle for the safe bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like there's nothing sadder in the world.
It's kind of like, you couldn't miss. You couldn't have missed. You were shooting fish in a barrel at this point, my G. And, yeah.
Because y'all need a certain level of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know why? It's to check us.
Oh, yeah.
I need to think. I don't need you to cut me, but I need to think that at any given moment, if I fuck around, you might stab my ass. If that's not there, it's a safe bet, and I'm just out here in these streets. like, what you gonna do? Ain't gonna do shit. I need a bitch that crosses her mind. If this gets out, or something goes left, she's gonna stab my ass, and that's gotta keep me in the house. Where I'm just like, nope, not gonna be me. Not gonna be it. Nope, not at all. So to all the guys. So you did yours to the girls. If I were to say anything to the guys that were like, I'm just gonna wait it out, whatnot, what I would tell them is, bruh, nah. Nah, my G. That's not the wave at all. If you want to go down that road, that's cool, but don't ever fucking talk to me about it ever again.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, don't talk to me about it.
That would be my most 100 statement ever. I'd be like, you want to go down this road? That's cool, but I can't get behind this. I can't get jiggy with this shit. So I'm going to let you rock out with that. And, yeah.
I don't want to hear about it.
I don't want to see it.
Lie to me if you're going to cancel plans or flake because you're going to hang out with this female. Like, just tell me that your grandma's got gout.
And your version of hanging out is her eating ice cream, telling you about all the guys that she hooked up with that did her wrong, and you're there to wipe away her tears, and you do that on Saturdays because she's a hoe, and that's how she is. Like, yeah, all right. That's what you want to do with your life. That's what's up. I don't got time.
But me personally, I don't want to hear anything about it.
I hate that. I absolutely hate that. Like, why are you going to tell me your sad story? I don't give a fuck.
That's like girls who are messing with a dude in relationship. It's like,
and then they want to tell you about it?
Like, we all knew this. Like, you knew he had a girl. I knew he had a girl. His family knows he has a girl. You're the side bitch. You are not entitled to feelings. You sit in your role and you wait for the call.
But you know he's probably fucking it up, though. He's probably like, yeah, I'm going to leave her one day.
That's honestly, that's still to me the side person, because I know dudes can be sides too, but that's your fault for believing the hype.
That's true.
If they didn't immediately, like, y'all had your thing, and they didn't immediately that day go home and be like, yo, found the love of my life, gotta cut it off. Like, he's never gonna, he or she is never going to do it.
Yeah. Or if it's,
I gotta wait for the times, right. What? What do you mean? There's no time like the present. Like, what are you talking about?
Hey, you know, he's got to make sure his ducks are in a row.
No, fuck that shit.
And, you know, he's got to get his finances together before he can make some
moves.
See, I got
to check into this. Like, what does that have to do with?
Well, I mean, if you've seen the show Power, he had to wait until the right fucking time.
I told you, I only saw the fucking season finale of this last season. I was like, ooh, I got to watch this show. So... I'll catch that reference a little bit later.
I won't fuck it up for you. But at the end of the day, yeah. Don't friend zone. So we can say this succinctly. You can get into the friend zone, but you can get out of it. And you should establish what the fuck you're doing as early as possible. You should get out of it as early as possible, whether that be pushing the gun and saying, hey, are we doing this or not? Or if she says not, leaving. Fucking leave. Oh. Just leave.
Did we check? Okay, can I add one more thing, though?
Okay.
What about the situation where y'all genuinely started off as friends, and then you caught feelings haphazardly? Like, you didn't even know. It snuck up on you.
Then you got to check those feelings.
Yeah, yeah. All right, continue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, check your feelings, be a G about it, get some hair on your nuts, be a fucking man, and check your fucking feelings. And if you're a girl, get some hair on your... What'd you call those?
Labia.
Yeah, your labias, your ovaries, and your fallopian tubes.
Hair on your ovaries? That's a tumor.
That is a tumor. Get a tumor and fucking be about your shit. And yeah, cut that. Yeah, check your fucking feelings. Because then you're fucking up a friendship. And over what? Like, if you're already this deep.
And then it's like, you got to check the reason why you caught feelings too. Because it's like, has it been a drought? Is it cuffing season?
Droughts will fuck people up.
Droughts and cuffing season. Like,
yeah.
Like, that cuffing season is so real.
It's the
worst
thing ever.
It's like,
when it gets
cold outside, you better boo up. You better find you one because the nights get cold.
Hey, look, there's nothing sadder than you doing Netflix and chilling by yourself and it's cold as shit outside. Snuggled up by your damn self watching reruns and shit. It's like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Because in the summertime, yeah, you out in these streets, you making moves. was you, your shoulder shrugging and all that. Like, it's all good.
I wish we had video because we did a solid 10 seconds of just shoulder shrugging.
You was out in these streets. Yeah, cuffing season. But yeah, I've seen people get fucked up to the drought. Like, you see these dudes with, like, these booger wolves. Yo, like.
And I feel like it's a state of mind, too. Like, it's like, it feeds on itself because it's like, haven't been able to bag one. And then it's like, my game's off. And then it's like, now I'm socially awkward. Now I can't bag one. And then it just builds and builds.
Yeah, the drought can have a... We might have to do an episode on the drought.
Oh,
I can fuck people up mentally. And now you're going into dates laughing at shit that ain't funny.
You just trying so hard.
And you're trying so hard. And you think you're being real cool and just discreet about it. It's blatantly
obvious. You know what it's kind of like?
That the drought's been real.
I draw a parallel. Is like the difference between job searching when you have a job versus when you don't.
Don't have it. That is the most accurate metaphor I've ever heard in my life. Because when you ain't got a job, you at Safeway. Yeah, let me.
And in the interview, you like over the top. You like, yeah, I could do it. My greatest weakness is my strengths. Flip it. Like, what the fuck? When like, you have a job, you like, yo, what can you do for me?
Exactly. Like, I don't like that number you sent me, but we can talk. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You know I got a job, right? So I'm going to be available after 5.
And then when you don't got a job. So we were discussing sounds. And you know, whatever you want to give me. Whatever. You
whatever.
Know,
I'm
whatever
flexible.
It's fair. It's fair.
You determine. You said it.
You tell me what you think I deserve, and then we'll just work it out later. Like, it's just, when can
damn
I start? Near
jig-a-boo-ing.
When can I start?
Yes, sir. No, ma'am. I can get the coffee. Like, what?
It's not your job. It's your job to get the, you're not supposed to be on the floor, as a matter of fact.
Can you stop tap dancing? Because this is not, like, literally, you have tap shoes on. Can you please take
them? Can you please put your shirt on and stop whipping that nay-nay? Please, sir, stop doing that.
Oh, yeah. The saddest.
Yeah, it was the saddest shit ever. But all right, so we're in. All right, so if they want new episodes and new episodes of season 3, tell them where they can get it one more again.
Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, or on our website with a few other goodies at speakerbox.com. That's SPKRBX.
SPKRBX.
Or on Facebook.com. Backslash.
Which one of the slashes?
Just figure type in Speakerbox Seattle Podcast.
If you Google Speakerbox,
it all comes up.
Yeah, all of the shit comes up. And once again, if you guys have any comments, concerns,
questions, conundrums,
topics that you want to discuss, email us. Again, do not send us text messages talking about what y'all should do. Would you should talk about this?
Yeah, no.
Don't
send us an email box, Mom.
Shout out.
And you can send it, drop us a line at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox, normal spelling, Seattle, also normal spelling for you hood niggas, @gmail.com.
Shout out to us.
Shout out to the hood niggas.
Because I didn't know that we had, because that were our fans.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I found out a lot of fans that I just didn't know about. Yeah. They just came up and recognized me.
Yeah.
So we're going into last. This is Frank, Massachusetts.
And this is Bangham Smurfette.
And we'll holler at y'all later. Fuck the friend zone. Hashtag it.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends.
Ones we can depend on. The real shit. Hey, that was in your feelings before in your feelings was a thing. He went through some shit. He said, I got a song for you.
You know somebody fucked him over. Like, he really needed somebody. They didn't show up. And he was like, I'm going to the studio tonight.
Or just like the dude who did the ad-libs for When the Freaks Come Out at Night. He's like, freaks come out. The freaks come out.
It's like, this is too real.
I'm going to need you to...